Mental health advocates are welcoming the decision to reject a new disorder from the psychiatrist's Bible. The American Psychiatric Association's Manual of Mental Disorders, which is used around the world to identify mental illness, is going through an update. But there's been considerable debate over the possible inclusion of the psychosis risk disorder in the manual. Critics were concerned that the listing could lead to teenagers being medicated unnecessarily. But some are still concerned about other conditions being diagnosed in children, such as disruptive mood dysregulation disorder. David Webber reports.
The idea behind attenuated psychosis syndrome or psychosis risk disorder is to prevent serious illness in young people. The American Psychiatric Association has decided not to list it as a disorder in its manual, also known as DSM-5. Mental health advocate Professor Pat McGorry welcomes the decision.
You know, we're not ready to actually accept this set of criteria, or the APA isn't, but I think it's going to be still a very active area for ongoing research and study, which is sort of what they're saying. It needs further work.
Professor McGorry, you believed that your position on attenuated psychosis syndrome or psychosis risk syndrome, especially last year, was being misrepresented in some quarters. What is your position? Do you reflect on it now differently?
Perhaps there was a matter of emphasis, but I have been saying for the last 5 years that we need to build on this knowledge that's been developed around this sub-threshold research in psychosis and look at the earliest stage for need for care right across the spectrum of mental ill health. And so mood disorders, borderline personality, eating disorders, all of these serious illnesses go through an earlier mild to moderate stage, and we have to identify the right point to offer help.
Do you think that people miss the concept that there can be treatment without the use of drugs?
Absolutely. I think that's why, you know, it probably was wise, at least in the US, not to proceed with it, because there's a total willingness to equate treatment and help with the prescription of medication, which, you know, clearly, you know, in our view and the way we have approached this holistically in Australia and with our research, it's a stepwise thing. The whole point of the idea is to actually allow for safer and more psychological and social treatments to have a chance to be offered first.
West Australian MP Martin Whiteley, who wrote the book Speed Up and Sit Still, had fiercely condemned the consideration of psychosis risk syndrome. But Mr. Whiteley says he's concerned about other disorders being listed.
Psychosis risk disorder or attenuated psychosis syndrome was going to be a disaster. There was a risk that people who were never going to be psychotic were going to be treated as if they were going to go on and become psychotic. There was a risk that they were going to be placed unnecessarily on antipsychotics. And there was a risk that they were going to be tagged with stigmatising labels. So it's fantastic that it's bit in the dust.
What about the idea that if psychosis can be identified early, or a predilection to psychosis can be identified early, then people can be treated early?
Yeah, well, it can't. That's the problem. I mean, even the most optimistic of proponents acknowledge that about a third of people may go on who are identified may go on to become psychotic. Critics reckon it's less than 10%. So the vast majority of people who are identified as being at risk don't go on and become psychotic.
Is there anything else in or that's proposed for inclusion in DSM-5 that you're concerned about?
Look, there's a lot that I'm concerned about. We've had a minor victory in rolling back some of the new proposed criteria for ADHD that would have made the already absurd diagnostic criteria even worse. So, you know, I'm very concerned that in all sorts of ways the barriers towards diagnosing increasing numbers of people and increasing numbers of children as being mentally ill are constantly being pushed down. And that's what the DSM-5 is doing, and it needs to be resisted.
West Australian MP Martin Whiteley speaking to David Webber.